T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. Well, today we got a Fast and Furious spinoff. It's called Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw. Now, Hobbs and Shaw, these two guys are peripheral characters from the Fast and the Furious. They are Special Agent Hobbs, played by The Rock, who is always chasing Dom's car theft crew around, but who stops chasing him so they can help him save the world. And Shaw is Jason Statham, who was an enemy of Dom's crew because, well, he killed one of them. But last time out, he became an ally, too. You know why? Because he helped them all save the world. Now Hobbs and Shaw have reluctantly teamed up to, yeah, save the world. Now, how can they save the world when they can't even get along? Well, see, Hobbs is an ice-cold can of whoop-ass, and Shaw is a champagne problem. I don't even know what that means, but Hobbs is big enough to bring down a chopper with his bare hands. Shaw can drive a McLaren under a semi, and both of them can make a guy smash through a bus. But this is not a Fast and Furious movie. I just want to say it. Not one reference to the previous 8 movies. It's kind of like a standalone one-off, or probably more than a one-off because it did pretty good business. But Shaw don't even have a brother anymore, okay? His brother was a huge part of the last Fast and Furious movie. Now he's got a sister, and for that we should all be grateful, because it is Vanessa Kirby, who was Princess Margaret on The Crown. What, you don't think I watch classy stuff on TV? She's also in the last Mission Impossible movie. She's beautiful and fierce and smart. And she can beat guys up and hang by her fingertips out of high-speed vehicles with the best of them. And the three of them all reluctantly team up to stop Idris Elba, who is a super scientifically enhanced bad guy named Brixton. And he's after a virus that will kill all the world's population to make it a better place. Somebody saw the Avengers, but the action is great. Directed by David Leitch, who made Atomic Blonde and Deadpool 2, so you get top-notch fighting, incredibly edited high-speed street chases in London. The Rock runs down a side of a building, they drive cool trucks and blow stuff up in a Ukraine, and Island Warriors kick ass with clubs and sticks in Samoa. Plus, it's another movie that makes 2019 the summer of the flamethrower. There is witty banter, there's surprise cameos, and because it's Fast and Furious, there is sentimental family stuff too. Oh, it just flies by, but it never ends. It's way too long. Just don't look at your watch, okay? And you should be okay with Hobbs and Shaw. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? Those are at 93XRT.com. Get them on a podcast. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock. And Statham.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.